Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The CWA has authorized a strike against Catholic Health, and it could happen in 10 days or so. In your mind, what has led to this getting to the point of a possible strike?
There's always been issues in labor management relations, and especially in the Catholic Health system. They have had similar problems a few years back in their last contract. But it's important to remember that a strike authorization vote does not mean a strike is imminent. What it does is it says the union members give the bargaining team permission to go out on strike if they can't meet their objectives at the bargaining table. So usually they will have like a 90 to 99% vote of the membership saying, we authorize you at the bargaining table to go out on strike if you can't get the objectives or what we need at the table. It doesn't mean they want them to go out on strike. It just strengthens their hand at the table.
What has led this particular situation to get close? What have been some of the issues that you've seen as maybe the big sticking points?
I'm not as familiar with any of these specific issues. One of the things in bargaining is you try not to negotiate in the press so that that way it kind of sways the public perception of what's going on at the table. But I would assume some of them would include the COVID and some of the health and safety precautions, typically would involve some sort of pay and benefit problems, but I think there's also a respect and a demand for good labor management relations and respect from management on their employees that, from what I have heard, is many people thought they could have addressed these in the last contract, and they seem to be similar issues bubbling up again this time. So it's always tough. It's usually involving trying to have decent pay and decent benefits, and it's not always easy. It's a tough environment. COVID hasn't made life easy for anyone.
And when it comes to negotiating this close with this strike authorization, you say that doesn't mean a strike is imminent, but how close could it be to a strike? What would be the point where the union says, we're done bargaining, we're going to go on strike?
I am sure that the union has their goals of what they're trying to do. There are also options of bringing in mediators. So you can have the FMCS, the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, could say this is of critical importance in a pandemic. We need you to work together through having mediation. It could include other things besides just a strike. So striking in a pandemic and stopping healthcare services is not the goal of the union. So the goal of the union is to get a reasonable contract, and there are other dispute resolution mechanisms that they could use besides the strike. But the threat of a strike can help drive a better deal, because just the threat of going out on strike is enough to make people nervous and saying, no, these are serious, and we're willing to walk a picket line because these issues are serious, and we need to make a real deal. But it doesn't guarantee they'll go out on strike, and there are some provisions for making sure that they don't stop the providing of adequate health care. Another thing that's happened for health care is staffing numbers. So there's shortages of nurses across the country and healthcare workers across the country, and I'm sure having adequate staffing levels are also one of the issues on the table.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.